I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
New York is back. And everything feels right, because when these five are here...
We always have a reason!
It's Watch What Happens Live with the Real Housewives of New York City now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun. MCSC.
Hey, everybody. Hey, guys. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, continuing our amazing Bravo Party Week on Roni premiere night with a guest lineup that'll have you saying, how about them apples? I am thrilled to welcome all of the Real Housewives of New York City tonight. First up, she feels most at home on the cabaret stage, but for now, she's calling the Upper East Side home again. Please welcome Countess Luann Dellaseps. Hi, Lou. And I am so glad she could squeeze us in between sexy pita chip photo shoots. It's Leah McSweeney. Hi, Leah. And even though we're meeting from different locations, she still got here early so she could pick out the best room. Say hi to Ramona Singer wearing Ramona Blue. Hi, Ramona. Up next, she is the new girl on the block who had to work twice as hard for half as much, but now she's coming for everything. Give it up for Ebony K. Williams. Hey, Ebony, making her clubhouse debut. And last but not least, like New York City, she never goes out of style. It's Sonia Morgan rocking that Ellen Barkin haircut, looking like a $1 million bill. Oh, ladies, it is so good to see you. I missed you so, so much. As the newest member of our Housewives family, Ebony introduced herself as the definition of a multi-hyphenate. But I'm curious about how she defined multiple high society women, and we're gonna find out. Ebony, I have shady questions. Pick your answers between your new pals, Luann, Leah, Ramona, and Sonia. Ebony, who in this group was the most welcoming to you?
Oh, Leah McSweeney.
Who was the least welcoming?
Andy, shady boots off the gate. I'll go with Ramona. No, actually,
I like
Sonia.
Sonia.
Yeah, actually, no, adjustment, Sonia.
Okay, who is the most different from how you thought they would be?
Sonia.
Who has the best style in the group?
Well, Ramona, because we have the same style.
Ah, oh, wow. Who did you end up disagreeing with the most, would you say?
Maybe Lou. Maybe
who is the biggest drama queen?
Oh, Leah.
Who is the, who would be the best wing woman?
Ramona Singer, actually.
From your perspective, who is closest to being your intellectual equal?
Andy.
Ooh.
Sonya Morgan.
All right. Thank you very much, Ebony Kay. I love it. Some surprising answers there. Now, everyone knows that the New York women always tell it like it is. I want to see if they're prepared to be as straight and direct with each other as Luann's view into Tom's Terrace. Let's find out with truth or drink. I'm going to ask each of you some very pointed questions about your friends, as if they're not sitting right here. Now, you will either answer the questions or you can get out of it by sipping your beverage, okay? So get your fake rosé, Lou. Here we go. Okay. Sonya Morgan, rate Tom as a lover on a scale from 1 to 10.
4.
Oh, my God. I didn't expect you to answer that. Okay. Ebony, which of the other ladies is least qualified to dish out dating advice?
Oh, sheesh. Maybe Leah. I love you, Leah. Leah McSweeney.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Fair.
All right.
True. She is in development. She's in development.
Okay. Flip it around. Lou, what is your least favorite thing about your new BFF, Ramona?
My least favorite thing.
Oh, nice. Woo. Ramona, she's starting out nice with you. I love it. Okay. Ramona, if Mario asked, would you have sex with him again?
No.
No. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Leah doesn't buy it. Okay, spin
Maybe
it around.
Maybe Leah wants to have sex with him.
Leah, since you upgraded your apartment, which women's home is most in need of an upgrade?
I mean, honestly, I didn't really upgrade my apartment that much. It only has 2 bathrooms, not one, and I'm not doing that.
Okay. Spin it around, guys. Ebony, who to you is the most in need of some legal advice?
Morgan, and she's gotten it.
Sonya.
Ebony, she got it. Yeah. I need a bill of ass.
Okay. Flip it around, guys. Ramona, who in the group is most in need of some ageless by Ramona?
Oh my God.
She is drinking. Okay, spin it around. Oh, I love these questions. They're quite.
These are brutal.
Yeah. Lou, name a real housewife from another city who was the most uncool to you when you first met her.
Let's see. When I first met her, the most uncool from another friend.
Today, Lou. Today.
I don't know. Maybe Lisa Vanderpump. I don't know. Oh,
maybe God. Lisa Vanderpump. Okay.
What?
You okay?
What are you saying, Sonya? Are you giving me
a like today,
Sonya?
Lou? Come on, today.
All right. Let's spin it again. Leah, which of the wives would you say is most threatened when a younger woman enters the group?
Honestly, I don't think it has to do with age. I really don't. I don't know. I'm in a nice mood today.
Spin it around again. Ramona, you once argued with Vicki Gunvalson that Roni made the Housewives franchise popular. What to you is the least popular Housewives city?
I haven't looked up the ratings recently, so I don't know the answer.
In your mind?
I think Dallas.
Dallas. Okay. Well, thank you very much, all of you, for playing Truth or Drink. That was fun. Real Bravoholic wants to know, for any of you who wants to say, what do you all think of Tinsley and Scott splitting? And how would you feel if she returned to New York? Well, Leah, you're probably closest to Tinsley at this point. So what did you make of their split?
Well, I don't want to say anything too bad about him because he might come at come after me with lawyers.
I got your back. Don't worry about that.
Thank you, Ebony.
The lipstick.
You know, I think it said a lot about who so he, his character.
Right? Like I'm just
Lou, what's going on, Lou?
What's going on?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry, it's been one of those crazy days. I've got cabaret clothes everywhere. Anyway, it's fine.
Okay, well, I mean, we're doing the show.
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm good.
Okay.
Good.
All right, Leah.
I think that it said a lot more about. I think it said a lot more about him and his character, and I'm happy that Tinsley is free and she dodged a bullet. Really.
Okay.
And I don't like that he went to the press. Who announces that he stopped seeing her? It was up to her to say that, not him.
That was the rudest thing ever. He had no regard for her feeling or her life, and she, you know, left New York and gave up so much to be with him, and I would love for her to come back, and I hope that she does.
Luann, Natasha F. wants to know, what do you think about Ramona being seen kissing Harry Dubin? Is it valid for Sonia to be upset over this still?
I kissed him 2 years ago. Oh, my God. You should be going,
that wasn't
going out
4 years
with him.
Ago.
You shouldn't even be seeing Harry, okay?
I see him all the time.
Ramona can kiss who she wants. At this point, at this point in life, kiss who you want. I mean, I don't know.
Let's just pass the men around.
I think we can say that at this point, everybody's kissed Harry.
Except you, Ebony.
No,
well, you have to wait to watch the show.
I haven't gotten there. I'm 10 episodes in.
Watch it, Andy.
Ebony Kimberly D said, New York City is one of the most diverse cities in the world. I'm so excited to finally see a black woman represented in the franchise. How did you feel about being the first? And did the women make you feel welcomed?
Well, Andy, I feel now I understand Rosa Parks because, same. Just kidding. Listen, obviously, seriously, it's a high honor. I am so, you guys could have picked anybody. New York is full of amazing black women, so I'm excited to be a part of it. And in general, the women absolutely made me feel welcome. You know what I mean? Obviously, Lee and I are like super duper close. Ramona invited me immediately to the Hamptons. Lou and I have been, in similar social circles and charity circuits for years. And, Sonia, I got an invite to the townhouse. What more can I say?
There you go. Let's go to our virtual audience. Megan has a question for Ramona Singer. Megan, what's your question?
Hello, Andy. Hello, Ramona. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
So, Ramona, what's the story behind you posting your bank balance on your Instagram? Was it actually an accident, or did you secretly do it so people wouldn't know how much money you have?
I don't want people to know how much money I have. No, the opposite. I was taking a screenshot for my assistant because he wanted to see how much he got paid for doing some paid services for Instagram and cameos, whatever. And I took a screenshot of the bank account, and by mistake, when I was trying to Instagram something in Palm Beach about something else, it just uploaded because the app updated. I'm not a techie, as Sonia knows. I mean, don't.
Oh, you're not a techie? Oh, really? Wow, that's so odd. Given how I've been watching you set up for remote shows, I really would have thought that you were. Camille has a question for Ebony.
Hey, Ebony.
Hey, y'all.
Ebony, do you think Ramona was actually being genuine when she said she felt an immediate bond with you?
Or do you think she had ulterior motives?
Yeah, exactly.
They're funny. They're great.
Listen, I think watch the season. It will tell on itself. I did take Ramona at face value when she said it. But, not for nothing. My girl Leah, she kept it 100. She was like, bitch, you told me the same thing. So, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Sonia, Ashley Z wants, thanks virtual audience, by the way. Ashley Z wants to know the real reason you didn't reach out to Lou or Ramona for months. Did you know they were worried about you?
Oh God, that's old news. They weren't worried about me. They're just having FOMO, fear of missing out on what I'm doing, which is very relaxing and
not true.
Myself and traveling.
No.
And you're still ignoring us, Sonia. You're still ignoring us.
Yeah, exactly. We never hear from you.
She doesn't ignore me.
I'm traveling constantly.
My friends are living in your townhouse. I'm going to have dinner at your townhouse tonight, by the way.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you so much for sending them. She's about to have her baby.
You're welcome.
No, I've been traveling. I've been in Austin, South Carolina.
And you never sent Lou flowers. I took Luann one.
Nothing.
Getting them.
Zero.
Oh, my God.
I rented the house.
Miami partying.
Oh my God, I want to go to that dinner at the townhouse. All right. I know that all of my guests agree that Ramona and Luann suddenly being besties is a sign that we should check for icicles in hell. But I am dying to know what else the ladies agree on when it comes to the Roni group dynamic. It is time for 1-2 agree or disagree. I'm going to make some grand statements and count 1-2 agree or disagree. You'll all answer by holding up your signs at the same time. All right, starting with number one, Sonia's girlfriends are guilty of cruising the men she was entertaining first. 1-2, agree or disagree? Okay, looks like Ramona and Lou disagree with that. By the way, we need a friend name for Ramona and Lou. We need to come up with one because I love you two as a duo. Okay, number two, Luann genuinely had no idea when she got her new place that she could see Tom's Terrace. 1-2, agree or disagree? Oh, really? Leah, you think she knew?
I mean, it's your ex-husband. You know where he lives.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, number three, Ramona could stand to be a little...
I saw the apartment once. It was a pandemic. I came in August, and I left, literally.
Okay.
I believe you. Lou, you have to defend yourself. Learn to bad for them.
No, but seriously.
Okay. Hey, Lou, I don't know where my ex-husband is.
Bro, Lou.
I believe you.
Okay.
I know you agree, Ebony. You're a good girl.
Okay. There you go.
It's just a game, Luann. It's just a game.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Number three. This isn't very controversial. Ramona could stand to be a little more respectful of her staff. 1-2, agree or disagree? Even I'm agreeing with this. Okay. Number four. Oh, you abstained, Ramona?
Of course I did. It's about me.
Oh, well, no. Everyone needs to vote in every round. Okay. Number four. Ebony definitely held her own in her first season as a housewife. 1-2, agree or disagree?
Woo!
They agree. Ebony, you got to vote too, Ebony. Okay. Okay, Luann's expectations of how many times her friends should come watch her cabaret are too high. 1-2, agree or disagree? Oh, a lot of agrees.
Luann's gonna hate me after.
Okay, number six, Sonia needs to cut losses and sell the townhouse ASAP. 1-2, agree or disagree? Yeah, you all agree. This is something we all can agree on. Number seven, Ramona and Harry Dubin are friends with benefits. 1-2, agree or disagree?
Everybody you guys
agrees
are cray-cray.
Except Ramona. Okay.
Oh my God.
Number eight.
Okay.
Number eight. Leah's boxing trainer Martin is the greatest Roni side character of all time. 1-2, agree or disagree?
I missed the question.
Martin the best side character of all time, Ramona? Oh, wow, you agree. Okay.
I also like Melissa.
Okay. Number nine, Sonia Morgan is not getting laid as much as she claims. 1-2, agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Oh, Sonia agrees. Okay. Number 10, Luann and Ramona's newfound BFFness will not last. 1-2, agree or disagree? Leah agrees. Ebony disagrees. Leah and Sonia are not on board here. And it is time for Watch What Happens 5. Ramona's new tagline goes, I may say the wrong things, but my intentions are always right. But I guess no amount of good intentions can stop her from making word salad over and over and over again. Tonight, we're counting down the top five favorite words mispronounced by Ramona Singer. Coming in at number five, it's the time Ramona tried to use a phrase for making up. And honestly, you can't make this stuff up. Watch.
She's not burring that hatchet.
Burring the hatchet. Okay. And I'm not sure what this next one is, but it sounds dirty. Here's your number four.
Thinking you're making a bigger mole. No, not a bigger mole. Yeah, you're making a mountain out of a hole. I think you're being oversensitive.
Mountain out of a whole mill. Okay.
Mountain out of a molehill.
Whole mill.
A what?
That's what you said. Whole mill.
Molehill.
Mountain out of a mole. I don't know. Coming in at number three, it's the time Ramona mashed up the pronunciation for some mashed up avocado.
Maybe I should put out some guacamole for when they come.
Okay. I'd like to formally congratulate Ramona on number two, which is how iconically pronounced kudos.
I have to say, kudos to all of us.
Yes, kudos to all of us. Ebony, are these mainly new to you?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Ramona's eating now. Okay, we're still doing the show. Our number one favorite word mispronounced by Ramona was music to my ears. What kind of music was it, Ramona?
A reggae yeah. band.
Reggae?
Yeah, reggae. And my daughter, reggae. I know, I pronounce it reggae.
Oh, boy. Reggae, now I think I need to take a Xanax and calm down. I want to thank the Real Housewives of New York City. What a fun night. We're going to take this party to the after show now. We'll see you tomorrow night. Real House Husbands of New Jersey at 10.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
All right, we're back on the after show with the Real Housewives of New York City, Luann, Leah, Ramona, Ebony, and Sonia. Amazing. I have a lot of viewer questions. Leah, Maddie M. wants to know how Judaism is going. Have your parents come around to the idea?
It's a long process. I think I will probably be Jewish by the high holidays this year, which is exciting.
Yeah.
My parents have definitely come around, and they're supportive.
That's great. Yeah. Ebony, did you watch a lot of Roni before you joined the show?
No, Andy, I didn't watch a lot of Roni. I watched all of Roni.
Did you really?
Yes, from episode one, baby. I'm a Bravo-holic like everybody else, of course.
Wow. That's so who was most different? Were people different than you expected them to be then? I mean, I know you and I know they were not.
They were as advertised. In fact, I would say everybody was blue, more blue than expected. Ramona, more Ramona than expected. Sonia, potent. Everybody was just full throttle.
Wow, that's
very consistent.
That is so interesting. Luann, Haley G wants to know if you think living so close to Ramona has been good for your friendship.
Yeah, it has actually. We actually had a beauty treatment last week, and it was inconvenient for the girl to go to both our places, so I ended up going to Ramona so she didn't have to move all her stuff. So it is convenient. Yeah, we like it.
Isn't it funny that it took oh, 13 years for you two to start kind of hanging out as buddies? Do you think, why do you think that is? Is it, I mean, was Dorinda cock blocking you two?
Think about that.
An interesting point.
So much Dorinda. It was just, you know, we are on different like parallels. I mean, you know, Ramona was, you know, married and I was divorced and, you know, she was single and I was married and then I married again and she was single. You know what I mean? So we weren't, you know, running in the same circle. So
Ramona, Ali F texted and wants to know, how did you react when you saw Leah warning Ebony about you in tonight's episode?
No big deal.
Ramona, Lori Kidder wants to know, how is real estate going? And did you consult fellow housewife / realtor Kelly Bensimone for advice?
I'm not really that friendly with Kelly, but my real estate things are going very well. I'm very happy.
By the way, Kelly just did a big like Instagram Live or YouTube or something all about debunking myths behind Scary Island. I was wondering if any of you saw that.
No.
You
know, what you just see is what happens. So how can she debunk
the scenes?
What'd you say, Sonia?
Just be happy you didn't see the behind the scenes, okay?
Oh, okay.
I think the girls could agree it was worse what you didn't see.
Oh, my God. By the way.
I'm glad I missed that trip.
Yeah, I know, right? our virtual audience, you guys really came on an amazing night. Raise your hands if you have a question. Is anyone, I feel like this gentleman in the bottom, two boxes in, might have something that he wants to say to the women. Hello, sir. Anything you want to ask the women?
Jonathan, I'm all the way from Dublin in Ireland, Andy, all across the pond.
Wow. Yes. And you watch The Real Housewives of New York City in Ireland?
Yeah.
Yes, we have all of Housewives.
And who's your favorite on the show, sir?
Ooh, Luann has to be my favorite.
Lou, you're his favorite. Aww. What do you love about Lou?
Wait a second. Is that a Giovanni jacket that you have on?
it might be Giovanni-esque, but...
Right. What do you love about Lou, sir?
My favorite about I love a good cabaret.
Loves a good cabaret. Very good. All right. I'm glad I picked you. Well, isn't it fun to know that people are watching from all over the world, by the way?
Yes. Amazing. Love the audience tonight.
That's cool.
Yeah. Sonia, you're still rocking that Ellen Barkin haircut. It looks really good.
It's great. It's been wonderful. I call it pandemic hair, and I'm dressing pandemic wear. Very easy going.
I know you're about to give us some pandemic teeth there, too.
I know, right?
Not teeth. Not teeth.
Teeth.
No, boobs. Check here.
No, the boob. The boob.
Your boob's falling out.
Yeah. No, it looks good. Yes, it looks very good. Sonia, are you dating these days? What's happening with your dating life?
Well, you know, I don't want to give the storyline away, but I am cleaning out my closet. So it may have seemed like I was getting more mattress action than I actually am. I stopped seeing Netflix and chill. I stopped seeing my sports guy, the hockey player. I also stopped seeing someone else recently. So I'm ready to refresh the coffers.
She starts seeing some other people.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Okay, very good.
But no sex. No sex.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you guys. Anyone else have anything they want to add before I let you go?
It's a great season.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, ladies.
We're excited about seeing you.
Okay, now, hold on. Now, everyone's talking. Okay, hold on. Let me just go around. I would like to hear from each of you. Closing words. Sonia.
I think the viewers are going to be very surprised. It's a very fresh new season, very different, lots of drama as usual, but we also can laugh at ourselves. It's a very funny season as well.
Ebony.
This is a legendary franchise. It's my honor to be a part of it, and I want to thank every person that's a part of this show, these women, for embracing me.
All right. Ramona.
I use the word, the adjective, this season is fascinating. And what we go through, the five of us, a lot of ups and downs, but the way we came together at the end for our finale trip was amazing.
That's great. Leah.
I agree.
I feel like I'm going to tear up, but I'm PMSing so bad that I'm so emotional right now. Honestly, if I didn't have these women this year, I don't know what I would have done. I would have been locked up in my apartment, like, sad. And I don't know. Like, I'm so grateful for them.
Wow, that's great.
Love grateful you, for you guys.
And we're grateful Close. For you. And we're grateful for
yes.
you.
Yes, we love you, Leah.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
Lou.
Love you, sweetheart. Well, you know, we've been through a lot. Black Lives Matters, a pandemic, an election. I mean, it's really been a really rough year all the way around. And I feel like it was a very bonding season for us because, you know, we couldn't be out filming in our usual locations and we were in our homes. So I feel like, you know, being at home, it's so much cozier and you really get to know people better by being in the place that they live. So I feel like that's really cool and really different about this season that, you know, we bonded and during a really difficult time, and hopefully we give people joy, you know, by watching our journey.
All right. Well said.
Well said, Lou.
I'm going to leave it there. Well said. Thank you, Real Housewives of New York City, Lou, Leah, Ramona, Ebony, and Sonia. Real Housewives of New York City, Tuesdays at 9 on Bravo. Keep clicking around Bravo TV for more. See you next time, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.